We're learning Masech Nesiyum and Avayim Vav and Medbeis. The Gemara is discussing the Isser of Rechitza and Sicha and Yom Kippur, the Makar for it. And the Gemara brings the Makar of Vaseich Leisachti that the Neil didn't do Sicha, and it says, V'yoyim Elayim, V'yoyim Rishon, Ishin Estat, Yisluch Al Havan, Los Anus, Lef Ne'el Lekecha, it's called Inui. So you see that not doing Sicha is called an Inui. And then, kind of derech agav, the Gemara brings in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Minayin l'sicha shikashdi b'yom kippurim. Av mishen rai l'dav zeich l'dav Hashem v'tavi k'mayim b'kibur Hashem v'atzmeisav. But the Gemara brings a different makar that, and the Gemara darshins mayim means shdiya and shemen means sicha. It's rai sicha k'shdiya. And Taisus discusses that Taisus is printed on davayin zayin and aleph. What do you need the two psukim for? Why do you ask the kasha? Where do you need sicha from? If you have the Mishnah and Shabbos telling you the Makar V'Tavik Kamayim Mekivich Hashem Batzmeisav, and Taisus says because that wouldn't tell you that it's a Tainug. Maybe also it's other time it's like Shtiyah, not all it's Tainug. But you see from the Neil that the Is is Tainug, and that's Kufa Asmachta of the Pasuk there is also all it's Tainug. Al Kopanim, the Mishnah brings in this din of Sicha Kishtiyah. In the Gemara we find in one other place we find the Gemara that Sicha Kishtiyah is the Gamba Yom Kippur. We find that legame that you can use. Here we have Yom Kippur. One of the places is you find is legame truma. We find they could use truma and ma'isa sheni for sicha because sicha kashtia, and we find also that a zar that does echad aichel v'echad sheisa v'echad asach. The Mishnah in Truma's Perek Vav. If a zar would eat or drink or do sicha with truma, he has to pay kerem v'chemish. Now, there's a machalikas yishayinim, we're going to discuss two things in the shir. One is a machalikas yishayinim, the din of sicha kishtiyah is deraisa, legabi yom kippur, and particularly legabi chumah. Because legabi yom kippur, we really discussed it already. We brought the different shittas, the kama shittas yishayinim say that all the inuyim are derabanan, and that would include sicha. But there are kama yishayinim that say that the inuyim are deraisa, like we discussed. Maybe it's moshen, akasal v'kachamim. But I'll kopan him. So that's minigaya sicha kishliya sicha and yom kippur. It's asim in the rice of rabbanan. Is all nichol and mchalikus we discussed earlier. And that vayin gimlam in days whether the five inuyim are the rice or the rabbanan. But we want to discuss now if by truma it's a din the rice or the rabbanan. And also lagami shari sur. Are you allowed to be sach? Let's say chazer. You have a chazer shmalz, a chaylev of chazer, or stam chaylev. Chaylev is asami deraisa. You'll have to be, use it for sicha or any other isurim. I mean, isuri hana like arla and klayakarim, there would be an issa sicha because it would be hana. But macholas isur is a din of sicha kishtiya. If you have something which is asur ba'achila, would there be an issa of sicha even in the rabban? It's also machlekes yishen. So let's start with truma. Taisus here. Taisus is printed on the next zaman and zayim aleph. It's again to this zaman. He brings the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida was discussing how young could a girl become a Nida. The Gemara says a day old girl could already become a Nida. And the Gemara brings the incident where a baby had dam nidas and they had to be tevel her even before they were tevel her mother for the leida. They already tevel the girl, and why would they tevel the girl? Why did they care if she was tummy? Because they wanted to shmir her with shemen shel truma, wanted to sicha of shemen shel truma. So the Gemara says two reasons why to how we know that she has to be tar in order to be shmir with shemen shel truma. One is it says lo yichal was kachim neisrael se shmir l'Hashem l'rabbi seicha kashaisa. The one is after the pasuk lo yichal was kachim neisrael se shmir l'Hashem the chilul includes sicha not only shtiyah. And then it was by semiacha. That you see, sicha is kishtiyah. So Taisus asks the kasha, v'lo yichalu sounds like a din deraisa. V'lo yichalu is kashya b'nei Yisrael. Sounds like a drasha that the rabbi sicha kishtiyah. And the pasuk, v'tave b'mayim kirbay, Hashem katzmeisav, the gemara zavi she'en rayim ladav v'zeich ladav. It's an asmach, it's a zeich ladav. Divi tayim divi kabal lomli lo yalfinan. So why do we start with the deraisa? And then say v'bayisema derabanan. The Taisus first teretz is that means to say if we would not have a pasuk to be asked to sicha midaraisa, we still have asked it midarabanan because of a tavi b'mayan b'kirbay. That's Taisus first teretz. And Taisa is saying, and Taisa says, no, Leichalu is also an Asmach de Balma. Leichalu has really other drushes for it, in other places in Shas, has a lot of other drushes, in Zvachim, in Sanhedrin, and Mimela, to use a Fesicha, is a din, is an Asmachta. So they're both an Asmachta. So, Kum Taisa Zay, the first Taisa Taisis holds that the din of Sicha Geshtiya by Truma is Deraisa. You have a Leichalu, and the Mar only brings in Vatavi, Kamayim, Bekir, Bekshem, and Smaisev to tell you that if it wouldn't be for the din deraisa, a grinder would have been asim min harabanan as v'tavi kamayim b'kib b'chshem b'atzmeisav. And with the second Taisa Taisus holds that it's derabanan. Now the Taisus is shanim here, the master of Ibcha Kanasivla, he says that his maskana said it's derabanan, even Taisus two terutzim, Taisus shanim says derabanan, and that it says in Mesechlis Jum with Perek Vav Mishnah Alpha Sach Shemesh Shum Mishalim Kayim V'chemish means Yemishalim Kayim V'chemish min derabanan. And all the Rishonim there need to say that. Taisus and Nida, Dafam, Vezim, and Aleph, and the Ramban, and the Rajman, and the Ridva, and the Ran, they all say that since the second Teretz al Karchach means Min Rabbanan, right? Avish Ein Rayan Ladava Zecha Ladava. It's the Rekavala. You can't stand Darshim Sukkim and Tilim to learn Alachas from them. Elamai, it's in the Rabbanan. So that shows us that the first Teretz is also the Rabbanan. So you have Kama Rishonim. Taisus Yishanim here, the second Taisus of Taisus here, and Taisus in Nidam, the Ramban, the Rajma, the Rizvah, and the Ran, they all hold that the din of Sicha Kishtiya by Chuma is a din derabanan. Now Rashi, who brings it down in Yevamos Daf Ayin Dalad, and in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis, and in Bar Metzia Daf Nun Dalad, a few times he brings down the din of Sicha Kishtiya to explain why a Sach is Mishalim Kerem V'chemish. Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, V'tavim Ayim Mekirbay, the Pashas Mashmoyis of Rashi is the Raisa. The Ridva says very clearly, it's interesting, the Ridva Nida, like we mentioned, said it's the Rabbanan. But Ridva right here in Yuma, and in Bar Metzia, and in Yevamos, brings B'Shem Rebbein Etam that for Truma, Sicha Kishti is the Raisa. And he brings a Drasha which we don't have. The Drasha that he brings is V'gam L'Rabbis HaSasach. We have in our Gemara, V'lo Yechal V'skachin Eisal Shashim Hashem L'Rabbis Secha Kishaysa. He has a drasha v'gam l'rabbis hasasach. I do not think that this drasha is found anywhere. It's also a stira. The Ritva in Nida says, like the other Rishonim there, that Sicha Kishti is the Rabbanan, and he says it b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. All the Rishonim there bring it b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ritva in three places, right here in Yuma, and in Bav Metzia Daf Dalet, and Yevam Mustafayin Aleph, all those places he says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and it's the Raisa by Chuma. Rabbi Kivenger in Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni, in Perek Sheni, he says, here's a kasha, that if you're going to say Sicha Kishtiya by Chuma Zosa de Rabbana, like the Sheni we quoted, why would it be mutter to be Sach Ma'aseh Sheni? The aside of the reason why it's mutter to be Sach Ma'aseh Sheni and Chuma is because of Sicha Kishtiya. If that's the Rabbana, normally Chuma you can't just not use. You have to only eat and drink it. You could use it for Sicha, passion because Sicha Kishtiya. If Sicha Kishtiya is Rabbanim, what would be the heter? As I affect Yabi Kivega. And now let's get to the Rambam. The Rambam, in very good Hilchas Chuma Sacha Beis, he's talking about the Shlume Chuma. Someone who eats Chuma Vishayge, he has to pay Karim V'chaymish. He says like this, Echad Ha'eichel V'echad Ha'sheise V'echad Ha'sach Davish Ha'darke Lasach. A Sach also has to pay the Shlume Chuma, Shenem V'leichal V'skachim Ne'israel Rambis Ha'sach. So it's Mashmitz Deraisa. He would have said it's Derabanan Lachaya. That's an Mepharshim basically Nema. That the Rambam holds that the din of Sicha Kishtiya, the din of Teshlumi Chuma, for Chuma by Sicha is Deraisa. Now, there he brings a Joshua, Lechalas Kachmene Shol Rambis Hesesach, Perikin Aleph in Ilchas Chuma Slach Aleph, he says that Chuma Nitenis Lachiv Lashil Sicha, Shah Sicha Kishtiya, Shem Vetabe Vemayim Mekirbei, Ukashem Vatsmeisav. So Lagabe the din that you could use the chuma for sicha, there he doesn't bring the pasuk of Alayichal, there he brings the pasuk of Atavi Humayim Kirbek Shem Batzmaisav. Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam and Chumas Perek Vav Mishna Aleph, also he brings that pasuk, Atavi Humayim Kirbek Shem Batzmaisav. Shalaz wanted to bring the pasuk of Alayichal like he brought in Perek Yud, Lagabe Teshlumi Chuma. Lagabe Teshlumi Chuma brings Alayichal, Lagabe the heter to use chuma for sicha for a kayin. There he brings the pasuk of Tavei Chamayim Bekir Bekshem Etzvaisav. The Amir Kirkus already speaks about it. So I saw Reb Chaim Kinevsky in the Sefer Derech Amunah He says the parsha of Teretz. He says that the Tavim Mayim Mekibik Shem Smois of alone you can't learn because Devetayim Devet Kabbalah Le'alfinon. That's why you need the pasuk of Le'chalu. But Le'chalu alone you can't learn because how do you know Stomet Sicha? Where do you see a Ribe for Sicha? The two together bring it out. L'chayim, that's how he's learning the Pshat and the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida that says both time and first is Le'chal, then says V'tavim Mayim and Tais says Akasha. Le'chalu sounds like it's deraisa, so why are bringing v'tav v'mayim, which is just a zeichel adaver, and the shayim learn le'chalu is also a zeichel adaver. But the Rambam holds le'chalu is deraisa, and there it says they go together. That you need the pasuk sicha kishtiyah to know how to darshan le'chalu, but need le'chalu because otherwise devetayim devekabal le'alfina. Now the briskav is a married digashtikel. It's in the mechtavim at the end of the sefer. So if I can have some days in the daf of Yosef, very interesting that Zich and Shmuel, Shmuel Zavsky also was mechamed to the shtickle, and he told it to the Rizki Rav, and the Rizki Rav told him that was also his shtickle. But this is the shtickle. The Ara, already Miches Chinuch has this Ara. The Rambam doesn't bring the din of Sicha Kishtia earlier in Hilchas Chumas. In Perek Zayin, he talks about the Issa Aral and Tamei. In Perek Vav, he talks about the Issa of Zar. And he has Arichas about it. The din that a Zar is now in Yichuma, the din of Arl and Tam is now in Yichuma, which he brings earlier, he doesn't mention Sicha. First time he mentions Sicha is in Perek Yud. Perek Yud is talking about the Shlume Chuma. The Zar paying back the Chuma. There he says, this din that by Sach, he does the Shlume Chuma. Now, it is Mavur in the Rambam that there's an Isser for an Arl and a Zar to eat the Chuma. It's Mavur in the Gemara Isser, to be Sach, to have Sicha by Chuma. It's before in the Gemara Nida Tame, because the Gemara Nida was discussing a Tame, discussing the girl that became a Nida, and they were taivel to do the Sicha of Chuma. Now the Rambam says like this, the Rambam says, the Gemara, but the Rambam brings it down in Perikin Aleph Allah Zayin, that you can do Sicha on a Katan with Shem and Chuma before he's 8 days old. That's the Gemara discusses. Does he have a din of an Oral before he's 8 days old? Gemara comes out, he does not. Until he becomes 8 days old, he doesn't have a din of an aro. So what's an afkimin? He could do sicha before he's 8 days old. So you see from that Rambam clearly that after he's 8 days old, he can't. But the Rambam never says it beferish. The Rambam also there in Perikin Aleph Halacha Ches says like this. He says, a kayin could do sicha on the chuma. So now his body is anointed with chuma. And then he could take his grandson, who's Yisrael, his daughter's son, and have them rub against the chuma, against the shaman chuma that he was sach with, and he'll also get a sicha from there. So in the Gemara, that once a sicha was done already, so then it's not a problem to that the zar could do the sicha then. So it's also mafurish in the Rambam that a zar can't do sicha on chuma. So the Rambam does clearly hold that both the zar and the arl are not allowed to Misach with Chuma also. Why didn't he bring it earlier in Perek Vav when he talked about Zar, or Perek Zayim when he talked about Aral and Tame? Why didn't he bring there the din of Sicha? As Dr. Rav, there's two dinim. There's a lot for a Zar and Aral and Tame to eat Chuma. There's a lot, and that doesn't apply to Sicha. That's just for Achila and Shtia. What is the Isser for an Aral, a Tame, a Zar to be Sach with Chuma? That's an ayin din. That's a din that there's a mitzvah of chuma that has to be eaten or drunk or sach by a kohen. And when a zar or an aral or a tummy does sicha with the chuma, that's a misuse of the chuma. You're not mekayim the din of the chuma. It's a bittul mitzvah of the chuma. And that's where the teshlumi kayim v'chayimish comes, because it was using the chuma shalaika din. The chuma should be eaten or drank or anointed by a kohen. A zar does it because of the bittel of the din of the chuma, the mitzvah of the chuma. That's what causes the shlum mekayim v'chaimish. So the Rav is masim like this: Galam the shavart that sicha mitzad the gavra is not kishtia. Sicha kishtia is only mitzad the chefza. In other words, the person didn't drink anything, so you can't be mechayiv somebody for eating chuma, for drinking chuma for sicha. Sicha didn't drink anything, but mitzad the chefza, mitzad the chuma, it was drunk. It was consumed in a way that's called shtia. That's why it's a key mitzvah chuma. Now answer Rabbi Kveger's kasha, because sicha k'shtia is a din mitzad the chuma. It's a din deraisa. So he's mentioned the two drushes that we also. The Rambam brings the right drush in both places. In Perek Aleph, he brings the drush of a tavei k'mayim b'kev v'sem b'shem k'sveisav legabi the halacha that is considered an appropriate use of the chuma. It's considered a key of the mitzvah chuma to do sicha. And there you learn after Matavi Kamayim Kibbik Shem Batzmaisav that there's a chefza of achila going on, even though the gavra didn't do an achila, but mitzad the chefza is a shtia, and the male is a sky in the midst of the chuma. But the gavi teshlume chuma, you still need the pasuk v'yechalu to tell you that there's a din teshlume chuma on a chil of the mitzvah chuma. As though you might think you need the issazaris, which you don't have. All you have is a chil of the din mitzvah chuma. So that you have v'yechalu to tell you that there's a din teshlume chuma, even though all that was done was a bit of the mitzvah of chuma. The Rav is meisif another nekuda. When the Gemara in Krisa says like this, the Gemara in Krisa says that a kayin shesach b'shem shechuma and biti yisrael m'sagel b'vein echayshish. And why is that? Because kevin the chilei ha'iskol. Once he already used the fesichas, that's it. It was the chuma is finished. So he says, could be the only heta would be is l'sagel b'y. To also be sach, because sach is not really an issur. Sach is only because there wasn't a keem of the mitzvah of chuma, and here there was a keem mitzvah of chuma yedei the kain. Masha'en came to eat it, that you wouldn't be allowed to do, because it's an issur zaris. So mel the Rambam is good. There is no din sicha kishtiyah. According to the Rambam, will come out, there would be no din sicha kishtiyah by other isurim. Because mitzad the gavram, there's no sicha kishtiyah. It's only the pshan is a sikh is a keem of the mitzvah chuma mitzvah de chavtza, so that's why you could use the fisicha. And then oibazai a zar and aral and tami can't do the sikh of the chuma because you won't have the keem mitzvah de chavtza of the chuma, even though they're not going to be either on the iser of achil. It's not going to be the lav of achil and shtia. That's the brisker of shikol amari de kashikol. So that's the din of sikha legabe chuma. Like we said, it's a shaila if it's deraisa. The Rambam Shmayis and Shami Shainim that Al-Kapanim by Chumas Deraisa, Rashi's Mashman that way. The Rambam seen to hold as Deraisa, and we have the Brisker of Shtikl, that Sikha Kishti is Deraisa Mitzad the Chefsa, so Mele you could use Chuma for that way, and in Mele there's an Isser Mitzad the Chefsa of the Chuma. And we mentioned that Kamri Shainim, Taisus has two Terutzim, and Kamri Shainim hold the whole din is the Rabbanim. Now what about Sikha Kishti of Bishari Surim? Are you allowed to use Chelev, Nevelis, Trefis, Chazir to do Sikha with it? Taisus here talks about it. Taisus says, "Mutar la'adam lasach b'chel she'achrichan the itzus sicha kishtiyah al b'yam mikibum v'chum v'isuriyat na." Avachel v'teir na mutar. Sicha is only aser b'yidi yam kippur or chuma or isuriyat na. Chel, which is mutar ba'ana, there's no iser of sicha kishtiyah. What's the difference? Because chuma there's an asmachta v'lo yechalu yam kippur there's an iser mishum tainug. And even in Yom Kippur, you see Mishum Refu, it's Mutter, if you're other Mulechachais. So if it's not Mishum Tainig, it's Mutter. Vice, it's not really Shtia. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a Heter of Refu, of the other Mulechachais. So but there's a discussion in Shainim about it. The Rajma, it's Rajma Shalas Achuvis, the Beisayzer brings it in the beginning of Simon Kovchav Gimel. He's discussing a lot of wash with wine of Yayin Nesach. And he discusses, gets involved in the Isra of Sicha Kishtiyah. He brings this raya that since you see it's mutter for Refua, Vaisis is not really a Shtiyah, but he says maybe that's Dafka Shemin Shal Heter, maybe Shemin Shal Isra Taka, whatever din of a Shtiyah. But he also says like this, you don't find anywhere there's an Isra of Sicha V'chelev, or Shumi Chazir, no one shas such a thing, even Shalayb Makam Sakana. But he says a different Knech. Taisus' mashmini yisayid is that the Chazal were only were misakin the din of sicha kishtia by Yom Kippur and Chuma. They were not misakin the din of sicha kishtia by Shari Surim. Or maybe Chuma is the rice because of the pasuk, maybe Yom Kippur is the rice because of Inoy. But the point is there is no din sicha kishtia by Shari Surim b'chol. The Rashi is saying a different word. The Rashi says the reason why I have it with Shari Surim is because it's not kederech and asan. Only shemen is a normal sikha, is a real sikha, that's kederech and asan. Chelev, shuman, chazir, and that's not kederech and asan. Taizen need a lamin beis is mashu in a way. Taizen need a lamin beis also writes according to Ben Tam, it's mutta b'shari surim, but he writes like this, this is the lashin, v'ayin of Ben Tam, sikha shemen asmuchu rabbana akrav asim rabbana. V'tave, kamayim b'kibu uche shemen ba'atzmai, so dafke shemen, ava sikha shul shuman, chazir, v'shal chelev shariyah. But Taisus here is mashmistam. There's no din sikha shtiyah by other isurim. I don't do with shemen. I don't do with the material you're doing sikha with. Sikha shtiyah was said specifically by Yom Kippur because of tainug, by chuma because of the asmachta. It wasn't said by shayr isurim b'chol. It's not because it's only by shemen and not by chelev and not by shuman chazir. It's not by other isurim. It's only by Yom Kippur and chuma. The Rishonim in the Ritva here says that klar b'shem ben etam. The Rishayim and Masech, the Slida, the Fam, and Beis, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Vav, the Ran, they all say, they all bring the Shabbat Tam, they all hold that way, and they all say it the way this Taisa says it, that by Shair Surim, it is not Negei B'chlal. But there are Rishayim that hold that Sicha Kishti is a Klal by all Surim, and what's the Pshat by the Chatatin that it's Mutta, because there weren't guys of a Makam Refuah. It comes in the Sefer HaTshuma. The Sefer HaTshuma, Rabbeinu Baruch Baal HaTshuma, he says that it's only mutter when it's for refuah. And otherwise, they're bundled with geyser. Only geyser is shetainik. Mishum tsar refuah, they weren't geyser, just like you see by Yom Kippur. And the answer is for the mothers to use chalev of a sheep or a chazir to anoint their babies. He says you can have the geyser people do it, but the mothers will be like sechilin. This Sefer HaTshuma is brought in the Maril Chai at the end of fifth parak in Shabbos, Aishin Lamites. It's also brought in the Arches Chayim and in the Kalbay in Ilchas Shabbos. It's also brought in the Sefer Issa V'Heter, the end of Klal Lamites. The Smag and the Ben Yeruchim bring both days. They bring the Sefer HaTshuma, they bring their Ben Etam as Matir. So you have the Sefer HaTshuma, which Kama place can bring the Maril Chai, the Arches Chayim for Abayin HaKayim and Lemil, the Kalbay, the Sefer Issa V'Heter, and the Smagin of Ben Yeruchim bring both days. So it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Now what did the Paiskim say? It's interesting. The Beis Yosef in the end of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin brings the Arches Chaim that says, you're not allowed to do Sicha L'Chelo because of Sicha Kishtiyah. Now the Beis Yosef, I don't see that he's paskening because he's really discussing doing Schayra with Chelev. And Derech Agav, he mentions the Arches Chaim of Sicha Kishtiyah, and he doesn't comment on it. I don't know if there's any right that Beis Yosef was away. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, like you mentioned, did mention the Tshuva Siraj was discussing washing with the Ayin Esach, and also there he mentions that there is no Isser. So I don't think the Beis Yosef himself took a stand here. The Bach brings the Shal's Tshuva Siraj, that's Matthew, and he says that's what the Smag holds. And the Taz is interesting. The Taz brings the Arches Chaim that the Beis Yosef brought, that says that you're not allowed to use Chela for Sicha Kosicha Kishtiyah. And he brings the Taisis in Yuma and in Ida, but he brings the Sefer HaTshuma, like we said, that the Issev Hatta brings down, that's only Mutter from Shem Refuah. And he says, V'chein Iker. Now, the Kudas HaKesef there says that the Issev Hatta writes that maybe Taisis only Mata B'makam Tzar. And it sounds like the Taz held that way. The Taz held there's no Machlaikis. The Isrim are Asr Shalei B'makam Tzar with the Achatatim, and the Matir Mamata Mishem Refuah. Because Kesef is clearly not that way. Taisus says it's mutter. Taisus clearly is not only matir mishum chatatin. And he says the Smag, and also Rabbein Yeruchim, are muchach that way, because they bring the Sefer HaTshuma that asks accept a makam refuah, and then they bring Rabbein Tam as matir. Clearly they hold that Taisus is matir even not a makam refuah, and that's a chayav of a state there. Now the Kesef of this says something interesting. He says that there's a hangoah from the Ramah, on the Gilead of the Issa V'Heter that brings the Rebbeinu Baruch Baal HaTshuva, brings the Sefer HaTshuma that's Asr, and the Rai says, V'temani, Shadonayim Lirchay Tzalakav Mashakarim B'lash and Ashkenaz Zayf. Soap is made in a chalev. And we use it to assume a chalev, Shu Issa the Raisa. What's the Pshat? The Issa V'Heter is bringing Rebbeinu Baruch and it's Asr, except the Makar Refuah, Temani, that we do it. But he's not machmir exactly, and it's interesting to Mani. I mean, I was saying him all this mutter. He should have brought Taisus here and Taisus need that says it's mutter. Lamaisa, the Ramah himself, in Hilchas Shabbos, writes, in Simon Shincha Vav Sif Yud, writes, you're not allowed to wash with chalev on Shabbos. Can't use soap on Shabbos? It sounds clearly that in weekdays it's mutter, like Taisus and the Rishayim. The Levush in Simon Kuv Yud Zayin, he writes like this. He says, Yesh Aymrim, Sha'asr, Lasuch b'sari b'chelev chazir. You can't use chazir shmelts, fat from pork, in order to fesicha. V'nais in tamud var of the sicha b'chal shtiyah. That's what he says. You get the tam sicha b'chal shtiyah. V'tamani, the lefi zeg, am b'chel b'em t'mayar the letter. If that's true, that you can't use chelev chazir, because sicha is b'chal shtiyah, so how could you use chelev b'em t'mayar? Chelev is anyway else, even if it's b'em t'mayar. V'rekvay nahagnu lehet to besichas chelev b'em t'mayar, like the Ramah says, that we have a minute to do that. See, Claire's to say that maybe this is not al Sicha Kishtiyah. Maybe Stam, that they didn't allow you to use Chalev because they're afraid you might eat it. But chaylev of the behemet Torah, the pasuk says you could eat it. The pasuk says the chaylev nevel or chaylev trefi yasal chal malacha. So they couldn't be geyser on chaylev behemet Torah. Then because it says chaylev nevel or chaylev trefi yasal chal malacha, so male the only geyser chaylev behemet Torah. But he says the fees there. Why are we only naig of Issa and Shum Basa Chazir? What about other behemoths Tmeyes? There are other Yisuri Machalis. So he thinks the reason is, since the Gayim use the Chazir so much and they eat it so much, so merely want to be marchik from the Chazir, that we shouldn't come to eating it, because it's such a popular food by the Gayim, Nashengam by other Yisuri. So you see, the Levush saw a minig that we use all chayl, which is not Chazir. And he was tarach to be miyash of the minig of Chazir. But he also seems to them in Allah Lamaisa, like we're saying from the Ramah, that you can be samech on the minig. So the Taz in Kuf Yud Zayin sounds like it's only mutter for refuah. But the Ramah in Arachayim and the Levush there in Kuf Yud Zayin, with the exception of Shum and Chazir, seems to hold its mutter mikol v'kol. But the Bir Agra in Simon Shin Chavav and that Ramah, he says, and he holds like the Paiskin, that it's also by Uli Surim. Because like we said, why is it mutter by Uli Surim? There were two Taimim. Taisis in Nida, and the Chuvas Rashba says because they only were geyser by shemen and not by other things. So the Grasa Gemalda Gakasha, Eba Zay, why by Yom Kippur are other things, why isn't the Issus Zicha then by Yom Kippur only by shemen? If the point is that Vatavik Kamayim Mikibuch Hashemen Batzvaisiv is Dafka Shemen, so how come by Yom Kippur we don't have that chilik? So I guess you're going to have to say that Yom Kippur, the Issus is really not from Vatavik Kamayim Mikibuch Hashemen Batzvaisiv. The Issus really is from Seichle Sachte, because it's an Inui, that applies to everything. We'll just bring that as a Seichle Adavar. Vashengem, by other Visurim, Lefidis Rishayim, it's Dafka Shemen, and not other things. And Shemen normally is not Aser, just by Truma. But like we said, Taisus here is saying a different word, that it's only Aser Alts Tainug. It's not, there's no Issus Sicha Kishtiya Betzim, it's only by Truma when there's an Asnachta, Mayim Kippur when it's Tainug. The Goyen has a Shrekai with that, because the Gemara learns that from the pasuk Matavik Kamayim Bekirbuk Shem. It's amazing, but Sicha is Kishtia. That doesn't sound like an Issa of Tainug or an Issa just done by Chuma. I mean, you have to say, good, that's just an Asmachdom. That's just a Zeichel Adavar. But the Goyen likes the Shita of the Chuma and the Rishayim, then bring it, that it's also by Uli Surim, and it's just the Heter of Chatatim for Refuah. So the Bi'a Lacha, and Simon Shin Chavav Sefiyah, he brings the guy in, he says, I am Bir Agrash, and I think that's Haimim Migdal, a place of Nafu Chayel Aser. Ramah says Chayelav is Aser on Shabbos, and he says, the guy in says that the Gdal, a place of even Bechayel Aser, the Laker made a time, the Siyat, the Shtiru Zel, the Gamri. Me a Minigal Eimel Mirchaz, the Bayer Shalanu, the Minigal must use our soap, and Aser Mechayelav, but I can't even talk to him, but he paskins, in Matzi Lahasik, Bayer Shalanu, Shalai Mechayelav, but Vandei Nachal Lachish, Aser Mechmirim Bezeh. The Bialacha paskins that if you could get soap, which is not from Chalev, so it's Vadei Nachal Lachish Nasa Mechmirim. Now most of our soap, I believe, is made from Chalev. I know certainly ivory soap is. And I think most soaps are made from Chalev. I think it's somewhat difficult to get a soap that's not made from Chalev. But the Bialacha says, Vadei Nachal Lachish Nasa Mechmirim, that is the correct thing to be makbid, not to use Chalev for soap. Not like the Minigalim. The Chazanish, and Mesechtes Demai, Simon Dezovs of Ganal, he wants to tie in that maybe anything that's not royal achila is mutter l'kuliyama, because the Gzeir Sikha Kishti was only on things that are food. Anything which is not a food, we mutter l'kuliyama. So that would be a head to nircha for the soaps, even according to Rabbeinu Baruch. But the Shaila is, so why was the Ramon on the Gillian of the Issa v'Heter and the Taz and the Levush discussing soap? Why didn't they? It sounds like they're all like the Chazanish. It sounds like even if it's not Royal Achila, unless their soap maybe was Royal Achila somewhat, and our soap was different. Our soap would seem to me completely not Royal Achila, and maybe that's why there won't be an Indian of Nachin Lachish Adasa Mechmirim, because we'll have the Chazanish also that says that anything that's not Royal Achila doesn't have a din of Sicha Kishtiyah.